Now the women to watch, Wealth Watch.
Thank you for tuning into Wealth Watch with Signature FD, where we talk about using all the pillars of your wealth, grow, protect, give, and live to live a great life. It's a little something we call net worthwhile. My name is Heather Fortner, and I'm the CEO of Signature FD. Today, I'm with James Yost, Signature FD's Director of Signature Veterinary. If you're unfamiliar with our client communities, they are our teams that are dedicated to intimately knowing and understanding the wealth management needs of a specific client audience. Signature Veterinary is a team that specializes in helping veterinary business owners use their wealth to live a great life. James, welcome to the show.
Heather, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Tell me a little bit about Signature Veterinary.
Absolutely. So as you probably know, veterinarians are a unique breed, no pun intended.
That was amazing.
There you go. So they usually have a really deep passion, and it's kind of an altruistic profession. So they have a deep passion for helping animals, but they're often really caught up in the day-to-day of serving their fur clients that are not really able to focus on their personal finances or oftentimes even the business. Also, since the pandemic began, they have been tremendously impacted. So there's been a lot of stress on the system there. And also, they are completely understaffed and overworked. And so what we've seen is that they don't really have a lot of time to focus on the things that are most important in their personal life. And that's really where we come in. So our initiative is really designed to take all the complex issues off of their plate so that they can focus on the things that matter most to them, which is their family, their friends, their personal life, and ultimately their practice as well.
You know, I don't think it really even occurred to me until I had to take this grumpy little old man chihuahua of mine that I've had for forever and a day to the vet, how impacted their practices were by COVID. So all the things that you're saying about being understaffed, overworked, that COVID really did have a significant impact on their businesses. It makes sense. James, talk to me a little bit about what has been happening in the veterinary space over the last couple of years since COVID that would lead someone like you to want to focus on that space.
Yeah, that's a great question. And to get into that, we really need to look backwards at the history of this profession and what has taken place. So historically, it's veterinary practices have really been mom and pop retail locations. And that all started to change about 10 years ago when different private equity backed corporate consolidators came in to start to aggregate different hospital chains and put them together, knowing that they have a diversified revenue stream from some of the other businesses that they're into. So the demand from these private equity buyers combined with the low interest rates we saw at the beginning of COVID, plus the boom of pet ownership in America that also took place during COVID, really created a combination of events that drove up the value of these practices to things that it was unfathomable pre-COVID. And so for us, I mean, it's important for us to come in and help these people because, as you know, the party with the best information has an advantage in any transaction. And so it's a private equity backed corporate group, oftentimes negotiating with a small business owner that has 10 to 20 employees. And honestly is more of a scientist anyways, and not focused on the business side. So these people really need our help. They need an advocate on the inside. And to be completely frank about it, this demographic has been largely underserved by the private wealth community prior to what we're seeing now. And so usually they've also outgrown their advisor team completely. So their investment person, their insurance person, their accountant, even their attorney, they were fine when it was a small startup with 2 to 3 employees. But at this point, I mean, when you're going through a $50 million transaction, you really need to level up the folks around you to make sure that you are able to maximize the value. Because for most of these people, you only get one shot. And so you got to be very thoughtful about it. So, it's evolved quite a bit just in the last few years.
That's amazing. Sure. That's amazing. What are some of the unique tools or, quite honestly, partnerships that you and the Signature Veterinary team have been able to put in place to do exactly what you're saying for these practice owners?
Yeah, it's just kind of what you learn through repetition, and it's the Signature FD model at the highest level. Is we have a deep understanding that people that fit different demographics require different planning expertise. And so having walked 15 veterinarians through the sale of their practice just in the past 2 years, we know all the players involved. We know all the terms that they try to use. We know how to take a complex transaction and distill it down to a level where we can show them how it's going to have an impact on their personal financial life, which puts us in a very unique position, because then we can advise them on different and kind of weave in the different Signature FD magic from a planning perspective to ultimately have an impact on their after-tax proceeds and really just giving them the understanding of what their life can look like on the other side of this transaction. Because for most of the hospital owners, they've worked in their hospital for decades, some as many as 40 years. And, you know, to be honest, they've commingled their funds with the hospital funds too. They really don't know how much they spend, how much they need after tax to live. So we've created a lot of different exercises through repetition where we can really get to the point quickly and help them to understand exactly what they're dealing with post-sale. Which like what I said earlier, they really have one shot at this. So giving them that peace of mind of knowing what's going to happen next, how do we maximize the value? What does this look like after the sale? And what is my life going to be like? Gives them a lot of peace of mind as they're going through this process, because once they sign a letter of intent, I mean, that's really just the beginning. Like that, and then the due diligence goes in, and again, they're already overworked, working 50, 60, 70, 80 hours at times in their practice, and then you couple that with trying to get ready to sell the practice, it's a ton of work. So having an advocate and an advisor in there with them on the front lines, getting things organized, getting things done, keeping them on track, provides value and ultimately helps them sleep better at night, which is part of our goal.
Mm-hmm. James, do you find in these deals that the practitioners are exiting completely, or that the majority of them kind of want to do what they love doing, which is dealing with animals, and that there is a path in these deals for them to continue to do that while still monetizing the business?
Absolutely. That's very, very common. I would say it's more common than not that the acquirer wants to keep the founder business owner around for as long as they're willing to. Mm-hmm. They're the ones who usually built up the client base. They're the ones that have the relationship. They have the relationships with the staff. So there's usually going to be some sort of split between just cash and some combination of joint venture or roll up equity in the buyer's company. Mm-hmm. They want to stay aligned, and they want the seller to be involved. And so again, that's where our expertise comes into play, is we understand how these companies are going to value either their equity or the joint venture, and what that means, whether it's going to be an earnout or just pro rata distributions. So yeah, that's very common. So that's something we have to look at a lot. Mm-hmm. Most of the hospital owners we're working with are at the tail end of their careers. And so this is kind of like bundling a succession plan with a retirement plan. But we do have a few that are younger, I would say, that kind of fit more of that profile, where they really just want to focus on working with the patients and working with the staff. They don't want to run the business. They really want a partner to help them grow and scale and expand. So we've seen both of those different types of people, and we can help them both.
I love that. I love that you've got experience in both types of transactions, in both type of people, one on the growth side of the house and the other on the, you know, real, the legacy side of the house. I think that speaks volumes to cementing our expertise in this space. Tell me one story, James, about the impact that we have been able to make as Signature Veterinary for a hospital owner that just really cemented for you your passion for serving this space.
Yeah, I have a lot of great stories. I mean, like I said, we've probably helped a dozen hospital owners over the past 18 months sell their practice. So there's a lot, but one specifically comes to mind. I mean, my wife does a lot of animal rescue work herself and has been for decades. And so this one was very close to me because my wife has actually used their facility to help rescue multiple animals in the past before I was even working with them. So that one kind of was a little bit near and dear to my heart specifically because I was involved in those as well. But this particular hospital owner, they signed a letter of intent with a private equity backed buyer. It was a very, very, very strong deal, trading in the very high, the highest range from an EBITDA multiple that I've honestly ever seen. The deal was taking far, far longer than most deals do. And that's just because the hospital owner, frankly, didn't have the organization and he didn't have the right people internally who were capable of helping to get through the due diligence process. And so our team was able to come in, go to their house, go to the practice to help streamline the data gathering process and ultimately renegotiate to get the close brought forward. The buyer was kind of trying to kick the can perpetually on this deal. I think they were trying to really wait out and see what was actually going to happen with interest rates. But either way, we truly got this deal to the finish line. Had the deal fallen through, I would be willing to bet that the enterprise value would have dropped by $5 to $10 million. And then throughout that entire process, we were able to save them somewhere in the neighborhood of $1 million in taxes with a combination of different planning techniques, both pre and post sale, which just again adds to the total value. So that one was not all of them are like that. Like some are a little bit more organized and their teams are on top of it, but sometimes not. And so our team takes this super seriously and we understand that, you know, time can kill all deals. So we want to get our hands dirty, get in there and do whatever we can to make sure the deal goes through.
Thank you.
An interesting one.
It's a great example of how we at Signature FD really lean into truly helping clients achieve their own personal net worth wiles. Thank you again for tuning in to Wealth Watch with Signature FD. If you'd like to learn more about how we can help you achieve your net worth while, please visit us at www.signaturefd.com. I'm Heather Fortner, and thank you for listening.